Life is a journey. What's your story? Well, if you really want to know what the story is in the Sunshine City, you got to look at St. Pete Life magazine. And with me today, I am just delighted to welcome Marcia Biggs, the executive editor. Welcome, Marcia.
Oh, hello. Hi, Nanette. I'm glad to be here.
Well, Marcia is a well-known journalist. She has a love of arts and culture. This issue is the health and wellness issue. Share some of the preview that people will see for the May-June issue on the stands now.
Right. The May-June issue is a health and wellness theme. And so as we do every year, we take a deep dive into what's out there for the St. Pete residents as far as health and wellness. My cover story is an interview with Dalia Colon, who is a producer for WEDU. She does, she's a producer for television and books. And she has a new cookbook out called The Florida Vegetarian Cookbook. And we have a beautiful photo of her on the cover. And I had a wonderful interview with her. And we also have some of her recipes in there.
She's also the host of the Zest Podcast.
The Zest Podcast, yes.
Yes, and we love WUSF. We love to talk about NPR, and she is really amazing. And really, what you highlight in this story is that she loves to dish on Tampa Bay and Florida, and she uses food as a way of explaining the cultural experiences and history of Florida through food.
Yes, her new cookbook not only has wonderful recipes, but also stories about our local food culture and interviews with the local foodies, and it's very interesting. It's kind of a walk down the lane of food culture in St. Pete and Tampa Bay. So enjoy it.
So some of the things that Marcia talks about is starting small, doing a meatless Monday, reframe what counts as a meal. This is my favorite, Marcia. Celebrate the season. Dade City Kumquat Festival, the Swamp Cabbage Festival in LaBelle. Who knew there were all these things going
on? Right. Dalia delineates how you can move into a meatless diet. A lot of people are moving in that direction, and she kind of gives you a step-by-step help.
Another story that I thought was very life-changing was the Y Programs for Chronic Diseases on page 44, which is really something that, you know, for those of us concerned about longevity, you know, it's more than just a story about living long. It's a story for staying fit when you have a chronic illness. And tell us a little bit about this.
Yes, I was delighted to find out that the YMCA is doing intensive programming for those who are suffering from chronic diseases or coming out of, you know, surgeries such as diabetes, cancer, programs that are fitness programs that help you deal with your disease. And they have a wonderful, wonderful programs there. So I encourage anyone who's looking to get fit to check out the YMCA of Greater St. Petersburg.
And, you know, the Live Strong program is something that my mother worked with at the Y in New Jersey. This is a 12-week program for cancer. Marcia also highlights how it is weight loss and the Parkinson's disease program.
Parkinson's disease program is very big there. So,
and you also talk about dance, Adult Dance Academy, and pumping it up with the Les Mills classes.
Right.
Marcia also highlights the new YMCA teams with the Magnet School in healthy partnership at the new Spear YMCA.
Yes, there's a new YMCA in town called the Spear YMCA, and it's in North Pinellas.
Right.
And they are partnering with a new Magnet School that will be focusing on fitness and health too. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Another conversation for health and wellness was what's going on at the museum.
Yes, I always cover the arts. We have such a wonderful arts society here in St. Pete. And this issue, I interview Louis Marcoya, who has the most fantastic exhibit at the Imagine Museum right now. Louis was a protege of Dali in the 70s and has taken on the surrealism of Dali in his own work, and he works with lenticular lenses, and his work is phenomenal. It's very surreal, and imaginative, and I understand the Imagine has been drawing crowds there that they have not seen in the past. So that's a very interesting story about Lewis. He actually lives here in St. Pete and is part of our community.
You know, and you can also work as a, you know, he was immediately invited to work as a studio assistant. So he was a brush washer, a gopher, a researcher, and a co-experimenter for the next five, you know, winters. This is the story of an artist's life. It's the story of a writer's life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get the coffee, pick up the dry cleaning, right?
Yes, and look at his imaginative art. It's Imagine Deeper is actually the name of the exhibit.
So Alicia Brown has a very interesting story, mm-hmm. Redefining Health and Wellness While Changing Lives. This is very interesting, and it's about a spa, the Indigo Spa, the Sweetgrass Inn. This is
a fun story. South Carolina, yes.
Right, right.
Alicia did go to a health and wellness center called Hilton Head Health in South Carolina and spent a weekend there living the healthy life and came out of it saying that it was the most fantastic experience she's ever had. And
well, so, you know, here's mm-hmm. the thing that I like best about this issue. Sarah and Raphael Perrier, founders of Kawa Coffee, good doers of good deed about arts, and, you know, really, no day is a healthy day unless you have a cup of coffee in my book.
Yes, I do a conversation with Sarah and Raphael Perrier, who are the founders of Kawa. And in addition to that, a sidebar on the 1 Million Cups program, which is part of the Chamber of Commerce greenhouse operation that encourages entrepreneurs and small businesses to gather, I think it's every Wednesday morning, to share a cup of coffee and talk about their experiences. And it's just a wonderful thing. It's a free program, 1 Million Cups, for anyone who's interested in sharing their experience or introducing their product or business.
And, you know, we were just at the greenhouse, Karen Carmichael, myself, and Jay Kolb, and we just met so many interesting people who had been through that program. Now, one of the most, I shed a tear when I read this, museums reaching out to bring art to the mentally challenged. The James Museum Arts and Mind program welcoming visitors with Alzheimer's. The Chihuly Memory Mornings are offered regularly. Art helps transform. Music helps people who are struggling with mental issues to find their way back. Talk to us about this wonderful story.
Yes, I was so happy to hear that the museums here are jumping on the bandwagon and offering special programming for the mentally challenged. Some of it will be for specifically for those with Alzheimer's, and some of it is for the autistic children, anyone who's just mentally challenged. If you check out the story, it says the James Museum, the Museum of Fine Arts, the Chihuly, and the Great Explorations Children's Museum all have programs and times set aside specifically for the mentally challenged and their caregivers. So it's a wonderful service, and I encourage anyone to check that out.
So, Marcia, before I came down to see you today, I had read the magazine Get Fit St. Pete, so I decided to have a little swim. But, oh, my God, there's, like, yoga in the park. Tell us about this, Zumba. Mm-hmm. There's 25 different ways. I'm telling you, I've got to do at least
the
three
city,
of these things.
Right. Yeah. And these are city programs. The city of St. Pete has an extraordinary amount of programming, free fitness programming. That is beyond amazing. And there's just no excuse for people to sit home and not take part in some of these programs. Everything from pickleball and kayaking to yoga in the park and all kinds of competitive team sports as well. Boyd Hill Nature Preserve has programming every week. And, you know, St. Pete Pier, head over to the pier, do some yoga and Pilates, and it's all there. So you just need to kind of, you know, do some research or look at the May-June issue of St. Pete Life and
Absolutely.
See the story.
And then go have a nice cow or coffee when you're done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, breathing, this is Asthma Month, and there's a wonderful story here about managing asthma, dealing with pet dander and dust mites, mm-hmm. and breathing easy. And, you know, for those of us who have been in workplaces where there's so many triggers, this story is really important, health story. Tell us a little mm-hmm. bit about
this. Yeah, it talks about the different places in your home, in your work, in your children's schools that might aggravate those with asthma. And, you know, we've got so many allergies here. It seems to be the allergy capital of Florida with the oak pollens, and that aggravates asthma as well. So we give some tips on how to cope with that.
Absolutely. Pollen is not your friend. So
no.
Then I'll tell you who is our friend. Marcia and I were at the St. Petersburg Jazz Festival together, enjoying Marcus Gottschalk, the executive director, Warehouse Arts District. Marcia, share with us some of the wonderful things that you have in your story.
Yes, I had heard that the Warehouse Arts District Association had hired, about a year ago, had hired Marcus to be the executive director, and I've been wanting to meet him since then. And I recently discovered that he's a jazz pianist, composer, extraordinary musician, and a representative of Steinway Pianos. And he was scheduled to perform in the St. Pete Jazz Festival. So I thought, what a great opportunity for me to get to know him and do an interview on him. And he's fascinating. He's really a fascinating. I know you had him in the studio too a little while ago, but he's from Austria and quite an accomplished jazz pianist. And so anyway, I have a QA conversation with him if you want to learn more about Marcus Gottschalk.
I think the most, now I didn't know this, and Marcia's a terrific reporter, and she found out that he had attended Admiral Farragut.
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the thing that is amazing to me is that St. Pete Life magazine continues to break ground in shining a light on people in the Sunshine City, much like our own Karen Carmichael with her series Sunshine Sisters and Rising Stars. But I want to tell you a little bit about Marcia. Marcia, talk to us a little bit about your journey as a journalist. I mean, you've got the chops,
oh,
and you've proven it.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been a long journey, but it just seems like the blink of an eye. I actually started here at the Tampa Tribune, where I worked for almost 19 years as the editor for Friday Extra, which is the entertainment tabloid. And then I kind of bounced around to different feature jobs there as a editor and copy editor, writer, layout person, and it did quite a fair amount of travel writing when, you know, the Tribune closed and we had to move on our own merry way. I started doing much more travel writing and worked for various, Visit St. Pete Clearwater and different organizations and businesses like that, and got a job with Destination Tampa Bay magazine, which I believe is online at this point, but worked for them as a writer, lead writer for, I don't know, maybe 3, 4, 5 years, and started up with St. Pete Life.
And, you know, Beth Ann Drake is a visionary. Had the opportunity to work with her at other publications. And, you know, to see this team, Alicia Chestnut Brown, Marcia as editor, and Beth Ann, they really, you know, they are the Sunshine Sisters, let me tell you that. You have something very fun going on, the Best of St. Pete survey on the website,
yes.
stpetelifemagazine.com/bestofstpete, Dish Girlfriend.
Yes. So right now, if you go to our website or go to stpetelife.com/bestofstpete, you can take part, please take part, in our survey of what you think is the best of St. Pete. This is our annual issue coming up. In July, August will be the Best of St. Pete issue, and we really count on you, the residents of St. Pete, to help us nominate and award the best restaurants, bars, museums, festivals, events, businesses, shopping. What's your favorite place to get married, get engaged, anything like that?
Find somebody to get married and get engaged,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, first find somebody. But we really count on the residents of St. Pete and our readers to help us with this survey. So please do go online to stpetelifemag.com/bestofstpete and vote.
So how can listeners get the magazine? Well, you can see the magazine at stpetelifemag.com, but you can go to stpetelifemag.com/subscribe. You can stop by the city store right across
the chamber. The chamber store.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And, you know, really, can I tell you this? It's beautiful to look at. It tells you what to do, where to go, but it's curated. Curated by a wonderful editor. What is your favorite story you've done, that you have done this year, that you just were like, oh, wow, I got to do this?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I think the fairgrounds was pretty wild. It was fun to do that, but difficult because it's so hard to describe if you've never been to the fairgrounds. I thought it was it's a great addition to our community. And I'm a museum person. I love art. I love museum. I love theater. And boy, the fairgrounds, St. Pete, is something else. So that was probably one of my favorites.
So for St. Pete Life Magazine, where you live, work, and play in the Sunshine City, Marcia, thank you for being here. Please get the May, June issue. Stay tuned for what's coming up next, Marcia. And hopefully Beth Ann as well will be with us every month in our monthly podcast. Thank you, Marcia.
You're welcome. Thanks for the invite.